Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
The Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. You know how we do it. Can't stop, won't stop. Week 13 holiday here on this December 2nd, 2012. Woo! 2013 right around the corner. And so is week 13. That's right, Fantasy Football Playoffs starting up. Maybe this week, maybe next week. But the heat is on. Are you really ready for all the song? Love to see all the chat room people in the house. If you joined us via Twitter, you got me. There's no free drinks. But maybe I came and had you come pick up the show. So all my newbies, welcome to the show. All my chat room people, shout out to the proposal scale today's reviews, Dr. Pepper, and I'm back. Experto 35, Sherry 911, Emergency, G Money in the House, Bronx 16, Kimmick Club in the Tub, and of course, none other than our special guest, our privileged and honored to have on Sunday morning, none other than you, Colt. Oh, yeah, baby. It's the Fantasy Cast, the house. Welcome to the show, Jersey Connection, brother.
Hey, how you doing, Rick? I'm a little twisted this morning. I spent about 15 and a half hours on the road yesterday, so my brain is a little fried.
Okay, I feel for you. We'll try to make it work, though, baby. And thanks for joining us here on this week 13 holiday. And unfortunately, you know what? I mean, we got a little bit of bad news. Let's be honest. We got some terrible news. Week 13 around the league, the NFL playing with heavy hearts today with the whole Javon Belcher drama that unfolded yesterday. And, you know, this is a happy show, happy thoughts, and I want to stick to the positivity. I will say we had Belcher on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show leading up to the draft a few years back. Undrafted out of Maine, from New York, good kid. You know, worked his way to a starting job in the NFL. Unfortunately, quick turnaround of events. The Chiefs will play this game against the Carolina Panthers, and we'll throw a quick fantasy spin on it, Taz, because not sure how many people realize Jamal Charles' girlfriend is actually the one that introduced Javon Belcher to his girlfriend, who he winded up shooting yesterday before, unfortunately, taking his life. And, you know, how much of a factor or how much of a weight do you put onto, you know, your fantasy football thinking cap, especially with a guy like Jamal Charles, who, you know, fantasy owners expect big things out of him. Maybe he's playing with a little bit more heavier heart than some of the other Chiefs. Does this come into the equation, or do you just ride with your guns?
There's no real way to put it into the equation, because everybody's going to react differently. Some players are going to want to step up because of the tragedy. Others will, like you say, have heavy hearts. Maybe their head's not fully into the game. There's really no way to put any kind of a spin on this from a fantasy perspective. You know, Jamal Charles is a stud. If your options are other studs, I would probably go with the other options. If your options are, you know, second, third, fourth tier guys as opposed to him, you got to go with your stud.
Very well put. And, you know, we'll see how that situation unfolds today in the Week 13 holiday. Fantasy Taz, RIC, Rick Saratel, and the place to be. Taking your questions, we have Taz until about a quarter to 11. That's because at 11 o'clock, Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. So make sure you carry over from here to there. Big shout out to the chat room people. Welcome to the show. Let's get this party started quickly now. We have a tropical storm in the Bay Area. 80% chance of rain in San Francisco. 30 to 35 mile per hour winds with gusts up to 45. Now, Oakland, not so bad. The wind is supposed to die down around noontime before kickoff, but still rainy, windy, and 10 inches of rain in some areas around that Bay Area. So, you know, if you got some players playing in that 49ers or Oakland Raiders game, you know, beware. But let's dive into the chat room chatter. And the first question on the docket is Bozo Skelton, non-PPR flex, frustrated Percy Harvin owners. And, you know, I answered this question in the chat room. He wants to know who has the best flex option, non-PPR, between David Wilson, Kyle Rudolph, Mercedes Lewis, Jarius Wright, and could even throw Dallas Clark in the mix. But I said Jarius Wright, and I'll tell you why, because here's a kid that's going to his role in the offense is going to evolve. As Bozo in the chat room pointed out, 10 targets last week, 8 catches, and, you know, Wright is going to play more of the slot with Simpson and the other guy slipping my mind, Journeyman, starting on the outside. Jarius Wright, great play in the slot. They're going to have to fling it and wing it a little bit to be in this game. I go with Jarius Wright here. Taz, do you agree or disagree?
Tough choice. I mean, let's face it. I mean, Jarius Wright wasn't even in the discussion until the last couple of weeks. He's getting targets. He's getting some playing time. Like you say, no Percy Harvin again should increase his playing time, and that's what the news is saying. He should have a prominent role in this game. So, you know, you got to love the fact that against a Chicago Bears defense, he had a good game, had 10 targets. You'd love to see that. I hope that trend continues. But I'm not sure I'm ready to buy on it in a Week 13 matchup when you're playing for your playoffs. Let's face it, this is a kid that, you know, could easily just disappear on you. It's not like he's been an every-week performer. The guy I'm going to go with out of that choice is going to be the other guy in Minnesota, and that's Kyle Rudolph. You know, he's scoring touchdowns again. They're going to him again with Harvin out. I think that becomes a big part of this game plan. I think Kyle Rudolph could have a good game here against Green Bay as they fight from behind all game.
All right, so Taz goes Kyle Rudolph. I go Jarius Wright. Now, just keep in mind, this is a kid who's worked hard, had a great preseason, had draws nothing but praise all season long, waiting patiently until he got an opportunity, the fourth-round pick. He's gotten a chance, and he's made the most of it. I look for him to bank on it today. And one guy I'm going to stay away from is David Wilson. That's right, David Wilson, New York Giants backfield. You know, listen, I think Bradshaw is going to be in line for 30 carries. And if there's a goal line carry, you know, I think they'll trot Craig Lumpkin onto the field, not David Wilson. I think Wilson at this point is more of a special teams guy, kick returner, and should continue to play in that role until I see something further. So all this speculation about David Wilson playing a bigger role, not buying it. And if you watch the Giants week in and week out, Tom Coughlin just doesn't trust the kid. I know he had more touches, more looks last week. But listen, David Wilson's never going to get more than 10 touches a game, and that's being generous. Over to
At least
club.
Not this year.
Correct. Can't make the club in the tub wants to know, Jermaine Gresham or Aaron Hernandez, non-PPR. You know, Aaron Hernandez, here's a guy who's limited in practice week in and week out, Taz. Frustrating fantasy owners like myself because he's always a questionable game-time decision. Not sure what you're hearing on Hernandez, but do you go with Gresham or do you try to wait out hope and see what Aaron Hernandez has in store for us today?
I'm going with Hernandez. He just offers so much more upside. I mean, Gresham's been playing good and – you know, nice, easy pick, but he's got limited upside. Hernandez, you know, he's been working out. He's had limited practices all week, but he's been practicing all week, which is a good sign. And, you know, I think he's in line to have a good, solid game against the Dolphins team. So I actually like him a ton this week.
All right, keeping it moving back over to the chat room. And I do have Aaron Hernandez in my lineup. I'm going to roll the dice and go with the go. I think he will play. Chad Henne now, on the other hand, you know, listen, Dr. Pepper, 2930, wants to know, you know, he's a little bit worried about the winds. I guess up in Buffalo, they'll have 20, 30 mile per hour winds, he's saying. Should he start Chad Henne, who's for 6 quarters been one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Well, you know, I mean, Henny has definitely been looking good. His players have been making plays for him. You got to love that. And he's got, you know, a nice schedule leading into the fantasy playoffs, all said and good. And, it, you know, if you look at the year numbers, his matchup against Buffalo looks really solid. Buffalo hasn't been doing a good job in the secondary all season, but they have in their last four games. They've only allowed two passing touchdowns to wide receivers in the last four games, and that includes playing Houston, New England, Miami, and Indianapolis. You know, some pretty good quarterbacks there not getting the job done against Buffalo. Henny's going to have his hands full.
Yeah, you know, listen, let's not, like you said, week 13, let's not bank on Chad Henne in week 13. I'll take my chances with a guy like Brandon Whedon. I'll take my chances with a guy like, you know, I'm sure there's other guys available better than Chad Henne. I'm just not so sure, you know, week 13, fantasy football, playoff implications on the line. I am not going to put my money on Chad Henne to deliver. Gigawatts in the house wants to know, Battle of the Smiths, and I told you last week Torrey Smith was going to have some big plays. This guy is just Mr. Deep Threat, one of the best deep ball threats in the league, in my opinion. Gigawatts wants to know, Torrey Smith or Steve Smith in a PPR? Of course, Steve Smith playing against that Kansas City Chiefs team who, you know, we just talked about, we don't know what to expect, and Steve Smith capitalize on that. Is he a better option here than a Torrey Smith, say, against a vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers defense who, I will say, Merrill Hodge on Snickers Inside the NFL matchup, whatever the show is called now, Merrill Hodge said this Steelers defense is playing the best it's ever played in seven seasons. Woo!
Well, that's saying a lot right there. I mean, they are definitely doing a great job, and you know, over the last five games, they've only given one passing touchdown allowed to opposing wide receivers, and that includes facing Baltimore before. So with that being said, I don't love Steve Smith. Cam has been focusing, it seems like, a lot more on Brandon LaFell. Kansas City is a tough defense at home, but they have given up seven passing touchdowns to wide receivers in those last five games. I take the chances with Steve Smith over Torrey Smith. Don't like him today against this Pittsburgh defense, who is playing an excellent ball right now.
Yeah, and of course, Merrill Hodge, a former Steeler himself, for some of you young bucks out there. Now, you know, listen, usually I would say ride the red hot. Torrey Smith, I love him. I got him on my team. Had some big weeks for me. I would say ride the guys that got you here. But when your other option is Steve Smith, and he's going up against a Chiefs team, you know, let's be honest, they can just get trampled 42-0. Who knows? I think there's a little bit more upside, a little bit more value here with Steve Smith. Now, I would like to try and find a way to get both of these guys in your lineup. You could almost flip a coin on this one, but you know what? If you have better options, then so be it. I'll give Steve Smith a slight edge over Torrey Smith on this one, which I rarely do. Jerry, a 911. Welcome to the show, first-time listener. Got to give a shout-out to all our first-time listeners and, of course, all our chat room peeps. You know how we do it. Rick Saratella, Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, breaking it down for the people. The People's Champions is back, and we're going to come back over to the chat room in a second. If you want to get in on the hotline, 347-945-6275. We got an Experto sighting in the chat room and a Jersey sighting on the phone line, 609 on the line. What's on your mind?
Yo, my brothers from different mothers, my fantasy gurus. Just want to tweak little things. I was talking to my man Taz this week. Just want to make sure we're on the same line here. Got to win both games to win. Here's my dilemma. PPR league, 10-point rushing touchdown. And I think we talked during the week, but I just wanted to make sure. I got Ridley. I got Matthews. I got Forte. I got Beanie Wells. And I have DeMarco Murray. I need two. That's a 10-point rushing touchdown leg, PPR, 10 points if you get 100 yards rushing, you know, 10-point rushing touchdown, PPR.
Well, here's the thing, and Taz, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I throw Beanie Wells and DeMarco Murray out of the equation right off the gate just because, you know, listen, Beanie Wells didn't really practice all week. I know he's going to play. I just don't have a lot of confidence in him. DeMarco Murray, let's be honest, we don't know what kind of workload he's going to see. To me here, the surest thing is Matt Forte. I like the Chicago Bears to win easily against the Seahawks, and I think Forte should get a touchdown. And with that 10-point rushing touchdown format, I definitely like Forte. So the other one comes down between Ridley and Matthews. And listen, I don't like anything about the San Diego Chargers football team right now. When LaDainian Tomlinson comes on TV and says Norv Turner has lost the team, that's some pretty serious stuff. So for me, I'm going to go Forte and Ridley here, especially with this format. I think they offer the best opportunity in terms of that 10-point rushing TD. Let's have Taz chime in. Ridley and Forte for me, Taz. Other options include Ryan Matthews, Beanie Wells, DeMarco Murray.
Well, Ridley is definitely in this format. You got to get the guy who's been scoring touchdowns each week, and that's Ridley. So that's a guarantee. I like Forte more in a PPR than in the standard league. Let's face it, the guy's only scored 3 touchdowns all year. So he's not a big touchdown threat. Never has been. That's not his game. They're going to give the ball anytime they get in close. They're going to give the ball to Michael Bush. That's his game. Murray, I agree with you. I can't trust Murray in his first game back in week 13. He could put up a great game. He could put up a zero. Very hard to say. Matthews is going to consistently give you 12, 13, 14 points. Not bad. But Beanie Wells, I mean, the one thing we did see from him last week is that he got the goal line touches, and he was able to do enough with two of them to put it in the goal twice. So, you know, that's a nice thing for him in this league. And I don't think he does that well against the Jets this week, but let's face it, the Jets' rush defense is a lot worse than the Rams' defense was last week. So I think I'm going to actually go with Ridley and Wells today just because of the 10-point rushing touchdowns.
All right, Jersey. So, I mean, it looks like Ridley's definitely in there. I'd go Forte. Taz would go Beanie Wells. The other equation I'll throw in there is, you know, Arizona coming across the country against a Jets team that's kind of desperate. And even though I might not be confident in this statement, I do believe the Jets are going to play a good game today and actually earn a victory. They're clawing and scratching, fighting for their lives. And to be quite honest, Lindley at quarterback, I mean, the Jets are going to look 8-man fronts, stack the run, and let Lindley beat us. I mean, you know, I can't see Beanie Wells having too much success with that formula. But, hey, what do I know?
Anything's possible. Hey, and I got the Panthers defense, and I'm sitting the Giants this week. Although when the Giants played the Redskins, they did get 20 points, even though they gave up stuff because of the sacks and the turnovers and stuff like that. With the situation with Kansas City, God bless that family, man. Sorry to hear with the linebacker. But would you still go with Carolina with that situation? Because I do like the Giants normally, but RG3's been pretty hot, and who knows what's going on down there in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, Taz, I think this Giants-Redskins Monday night matchup has got the makings of a shootout. To me, I think the upside lies with Carolina. I know Jason Pierre-Paul might not play now. So that's also bad news
he'll
for
play.
The Giants. Yeah,
probably.
Monday
night game, he'll play.
Yeah, probably.
I almost guarantee you he'll be on the field playing.
But how healthy is he after sitting out practice, back spasms, whatever the case may be? I'm going to go Carolina. Which way do you go?
Again, now you're talking about trying to figure out where the mindset of this Kansas City team is. Are they really just blown away by what happened yesterday, or are they going to try and rebound and play for Belcher, in which case they come out at home and have a monster game? It's so hard to tell. I mean, let's face it, Carolina's defense hasn't been, you know, that great all year. I mean, they've had a couple of decent games here and there. You're talking about Griffin being red hot. Well, so was Aaron Rodgers going into last week, and the Giants just completely shut him out. It's hard for me as a Giants fan to consistently say they'll do that again. We've seen them be up and down and up and down consistently for years, but this is an important game on Monday night in the national stage. I think I'd rather roll with the Giants.
All right. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, Jersey, some food for thought, baby. Enjoy the Week 13 holiday. Always love to hear from you, baby.
You guys, too. Best of luck to you guys this weekend, guys. Take care. Thanks for the thing. Thanks for the info, and we'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, my man. That's Jersey in the house. always dropping knowledge and a longtime caller to the show. Glad to have him. Get your questions in. Back to the chat room. Jerry, 911, what's the emergency, wants to know, do you start Justin Blackmon today with this bad weather? Here's a guy, Taz, who's finally looking like the first-round pick we all thought he was. And Cecil Shorts, of course, getting a lot of love in Jacksonville as well. Rub those crystal balls of yours and tell me, Justin Blackmon, what do you see for him today?
Well, I mean, he should have an okay day. I mean, definitely Henny has been looking towards him. Like you say, both him and Shorts are getting some nice play of late with Henny being in the lineup. So that's a good positive. Bad positive, it is going to be windy in Buffalo. They're playing at Buffalo. And like I said, the Buffalo secondary has been playing much better of late than they were earlier in the season. So, you know, this is one of the things that I go off on all the time. People look at the rankings of a team, offense or defense, on the season, and you can't do that. I mean, it changes from week to week. You have to take a shorter time frame and see what they're doing now. And if you look at it now, Buffalo is number 10 against the wide receivers in the last 5 weeks, whereas earlier in the season, the first 7 weeks, they were 27th, 28th against the pass. So they're definitely getting done. Mario Williams has woken up, starting to play some good ball. I think Henny's going to be in for a little rougher day than he's seen the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I see Jerry A911 also has Denario Alexander as an option. It's a non-PPR, and I saw you chime in that you would actually go Denario Alexander over Justin Blackmon this week in a non-PPR.
Yes, for all the reasons I just stated, I would. Cincinnati's a tough pass defense too, no doubt, but I think they get up early on San Diego, and San Diego has to throw a lot to try and catch up. Rivers may throw a couple of picks here and there, but that's not going to affect Alexander. Alexander should still get a bunch of touches and looks in this one.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one for me. You know, I'd probably go Blackmon if I had to, you know, pardon the pun, gun to the head. I'd probably go Blackmon just because I don't have a lot of confidence in Phillip Rivers right now. I know the Chargers' wideouts are all kinds of banged up, but it wouldn't be surprising if San Diego doesn't even score a touchdown today. I think they're that bad and that down in the dumps.
Well, here,
and,
here's just a little something food for thought for you for over the last month.
I'm hungry. Feed it to me.
Okay, over the last month, in PPR leagues, Blackmon is averaging 18.675 points per game. Denario Alexander is averaging 18.625 points a game. So it couldn't get any closer.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's close. But talk to me about the last 2 weeks, baby, and I think it's Justin Blackmon. I'm just saying. All right. Fantasy Taz, RIC.
No, actually, it's still fairly close. I mean, it is. Blackmon is a little ahead over the last 2 weeks, especially after that monster game.
Okay.
But when he had that monster game, that he had 36.6 fantasy points that same week. Denario Alexander had 28.6. So it wasn't like he was a schmuck.
Well, I hope you got room for me. If anybody else wants to hop on the Denario Alexander bandwagon, Taz is driving. Let's go, baby. Yeah, defensive question wants to know. Jerry and 911, new to the show, so we'll take another one. You know, talk about bottom of the barrel, but has New York Jets defense not very confident in them, which is not hard to argue. And saying, you know, the Cleveland, believe it or not, the Cleveland Browns defense looking appetizing, going up against Oakland and the Black Hole. Well, listen, you know what? If I'm going to take my chances with the Jets, you know, I said I wouldn't after that home loss against the Miami Dolphins midway through the year. But, you know, the Raiders, can they really be this bad for so long? I mean, they lost four in a row. They actually have potential to come alive in the Black Hole on rare occasions. I know Darren McFadden might be back in the mix this week, and it is the Cleveland Browns. So for all those reasons, I'm going to say stick with the Jets, even though Taz told you the Browns, stick with the Jets this week. You got Ryan Lindley in there, rookie quarterback, that's just going to make mistakes like we've seen during his time at the helm at quarterback. Dazed and Confused wants to know, non-PPR, needs two, Taz, needs two, non-PPR. Mike Wallace, who was served a demotion this week by head coach Mike Tomlin, James Jones, Malcolm Floyd, Brian Hartline, Pierre Garçon, and Mike Williams. Now, I don't like Mike Williams. Pierre Garçon makes some big plays, but I'm not sure if he's a solid fantasy option. Brian Hartline, I don't think we've seen him since that, you know, big 245-yard day he went off for. And, you know, Mike Wallace kind of in the doghouse leaves me saying maybe it's James Jones and Malcolm Floyd. How do you see it, Taz?
Oh, God, not James Jones. Greg Jennings coming back. Jones has already started to fade into the background. It's not going to help with Jennings
playing
back.
Time will be dictated on the outcome
of
the game.
Yeah, I understand that. But Jones has been non-existent for the last couple of weeks anyway. Jennings being back is not going to help him at all. Floyd, I'd go with Floyd. You said you didn't like Rivers, but you're going with Floyd. You didn't like Alexander. That's kind of funny to me, but okay. But I agree with you. Floyd is a decent play. He's going to get you at some point. But who was the other two guys? I'm sorry, I lost them. My scroll doesn't go up that high.
Yeah, we had, Mike Wallace, James Jones, Malcolm Floyd, and then Brian Hartline, Pierre Garçon, and Mike Williams.
Okay, Williams has definitely fallen off. I think I'm going to go with Pierre Garçon. He looked pretty good to me last week for them, and Griffin has definitely been hot. 8 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. I know Giants shut down Green Bay last week. They're going to have their hands full against him this week, and Garçon, it just needs one or two big plays to put up those points. I think I'd go Floyd and Garçon here.
Yeah, I mean, Taz might have talked me into that one. I like what Garçon is doing. I like what he brings to the offense. Maybe on the Monday Night Lights, he shines bright. So I can't argue with that logic.
And here's a late-breaking update. Adam Schefter is reporting that Darren McFadden is unlikely to play today. So anybody who's hedging their bets on Marcel Reese, put him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, Marcel Reese looking like a great fantasy play today. Even if DMAC was going to play, they expected to get a heavy workload for Marcel Reese. So good heads up there on the Oakland Raiders backfield situation, Taz. Dr. Pepper 2930 wants to know, Cam Newton or RG3 this week?
Yeah, you got to go RG3. Like I said, he's red hot. I mean, I know the Giants played an excellent game against Green Bay. I'd love to see him do it again since I'm a Giants fan, but hard to say. Griffin just offers a lot of upside. I think I have to go with Griffin.
All right, week 13 holiday, breaking it down, and everybody has a dream, and it's not bad to fantasize. Experto in the chat room says the Jets are going to begin to make their playoff push. You know, I'm glad we waited.
He's always good for a laugh.
You know, I'm glad we waited till week 13 to make that happen. All right, Nick Z in the house wants to know, PPR needs two between my man, Bryce Brown, who did his thing on Monday night, Marshawn Lynch, Ryan Matthews, and Santana Moss. Now, Santana Moss seems like he's only good when Pierre Garçon doesn't play. Since Pierre Garçon is playing, for me, it comes down to the three running backs now. I know Bryce Brown had a good week last week. However, that offensive line is still hideous. And I do think that they're going to be down in this game. Believe it or not, I think Dallas will actually win a game, I think. With that being said, I think the Eagles, who don't run the ball a lot to begin with, will find themselves passing more and playing catch-up. So, therefore, I am going with Ryan Matthews, who I do not love, and Marshawn Lynch. Taz, do you agree or disagree?
You know what? I think I'm going to take the fresh legs and the upside of Brown over Lynch. I mean, Lynch has a tough matchup besides. It's definitely not going to be any cakewalk for him in this one. But the fact of the matter is, not only is he going against Chicago, but he has definitely fallen off lately. I don't know if there's a strike at the Skittles factory or what, but the kid is just not getting it done. I think he's sitting back, relaxing, enjoying his money more than he is playing time because he's just not getting it done.
All right. You know what? You make some good points there. I think the Bears' defense is stymie and is going to dominate Seattle today, so you make some good points. Kind of hard for me to put a guy like Marshawn Lynch on the bench for a guy like Bryce Brown, but I do like the outside of the box thinking, without a doubt. Go Bronx. He needs all kinds of help. If he wins, he's in a fantasy football playoffs right around the corner, getting started, baby. He needs two of these guys, Taz. And, you know, right off the bat, Marcel Reese jumps out to me. You know, I'm going to rumble off all these names, and you tell me two players he needs. I think Marcel Reese is one of them. You tell me who the other guy that sticks out to you. Now, this is a standard format, but they do get 1 point for every 20 kick return yardage. So keep that in mind. But his options are no Sean Moreno, Marcel Reese, Darren McFadden, who we heard is probably not going to play, Sean Green, and Vic Ballard at running back. Okay, why don't we stick right there? Give me one of those running backs. Do you agree Marcel Reese is the one that stands out to you?
Okay, wait, there was another name in the front of that list. I hate these long lists. I should have written it down that I caught, but then I lost. Who was the first name?
No Sean Moreno.
I do like No Sean today. I love the fact that he ended up getting 24 touches last week. I really did. He averaged over 4 yards a carry. He was involved in the passing game. I love that aspect of him.
Can we agree?
But
can
there's no way. There's no way I'm sitting Marcel Reese. There's just no way. He's hot as heck, and he's going against Cleveland rushing defense at home in bad weather, so he should get plenty of work.
So we both agree Marcel Reese is one, No Sean Moreno is two when it comes to the running backs. Now, he's got some wide receiver options. Pierre Garçon, Denario Alexander, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, Julian Edelman, Go Bronx. I see why you are on your way to clinching a playoff berth. You have a very deep team. Any of these guys stand out to you more than the running backs between Pierre Garçon, Denario Alexander, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, and Julian Edelman? It's a hell of a team.
To play over the running backs?
Correct.
No.
Wow.
No,
okay.
I play the two running backs in the guaranteed touches.
All right. I agree with you for the most part. I just want to say, you know, Ronnie Hillman only had 7 touches last week. I don't know if that was because of the hamstring or because of performance. If it was because of the hamstring. Yeah.
They don't trust him to protect Peyton. And seriously, it's literally as easy as that. They don't, you know.
Well, he did. He did
we're
have
talking about John Fox, a guy who's not known to really rush rookies into playing time anyway. He never has. He never did. So that hurts. The second fact of the matter is, you know, you got Peyton back there. You just paid him an awful lot of money. He's looking great. He's healthy. You don't want him taking any extra hits than he has to. And if Hillman can't protect him, he can't stay in the game. And it's literally as simple as that.
I understand that. But he did have a sore hammy last week. And the week before, he got 12 touches. I think McGahee was still healthy then. So, I mean, he's gotten double-digit touches on three occasions this season, and then last week it dipped to 3. So it just makes me wonder, you know, if the hamstring had anything to do with it. I'd be a little cautious. No Sean Moreno has been a disgrace to New Jersey. You know, he pretty much represents everything that Jersey isn't about with his work ethic, but he had a big week last week, so Taz is willing to put his eggs in the No Sean Moreno basket. Me, I'm a little bit hesitant. I might go Steve Smith or Torrey Smith. Let's see here. Newbie, Jerry A911, needs some help picking two of these running backs. A half a point PPR. Ryan Matthews, Marcel Reese, Mekhi Lashore, and Shane Vereen. Needs the upside, and I don't think Shane Vereen has that. So Ryan Matthews, Marcel Reese, Mekhi Lashore needs two, Taz.
Well, you know what? In this one, I'm going to go Reese again. Reese is a must-start for me now that we're here and McFadden isn't playing. I'm sorry. He's just kids playing awesome football. They're getting involved in all aspects, so I play him. Second one I'm going to play is Matthews there. I don't like LeSure again a ton this week. Indianapolis run defense has actually been playing pretty solid. And like you said, Vereen, I mean, his numbers look nice last week, but if not for the long pass touchdown, you know, the numbers come back to being way pedestrian.
And for the first time or one of the rare times this morning, me and Taz agree 1,000%. So I agree with Taz on that. Let's see. Woo! Dazed and Confused wants to know, non-PPR, LeSure or Beanie Wells? Battle of the Bums, which bum offers more value? I know you kind of value Beanie Wells this week. I think the Jets are going to stack the run and let Lindley beat them. But, you know, LeSure, I don't know, just doesn't do it for me. Although I might go LeSure slightly over Beanie Wells myself. What do you say, Taz?
Well, again, it comes down to the chances. And, you know, LeSure is not a big touchdown threat anyway. He's had a couple, but, he had that one monster game. And otherwise, he's been very pedestrian that way. I just like the fact that they got in the goal line. They gave the ball to Beanie, and he put it in twice. I mean, that's good. The Jets' run defense isn't all that. Although it's been playing a little better lately as Muhammad Wilkerson is really starting to come into his own. If you don't know who this kid is, really pay attention to him. He's playing some good football for the Jets right now. One of the few guys on the team that is. But I think I don't like this Arizona offense at all. Man, not an easy discussion here. This is really you know what, though? LeSure is going to get more touches.
Come to the good side, baby.
You know, it's a tough one, but, I might end up going LeSure here.
All right, there you have it.
He's going to touch the ball more often.
That's two for LeSure. Rick Saratella, Jim Day, the Fantasy Taz, breaking it down for the people. And we're going to go back over to the phone line. I want to apologize to 432, who's on the line and been waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. This is Mac Bizzo. How you doing this morning? I got five quick-fire questions. Hey,
yeah,
and two
it,
others. So, yeah, this is a lot of teams on the bubble, a lot of leagues. I know y'all know the feeling. Okay,
you should have your own show.
Right? I know. Funny how some of us don't even take our own fantasy advice sometimes. I got a team here, 5-7, 12-team, 1 PPR. I need two. Eric Decker, Garcon, Reggie Wayne, and Denario Alexander.
So Decker, Garcon, Wayne, and Denario. To me, Reggie Wayne is a must play. And
right.
The way Peyton Manning is playing, I would say I give the edge to Eric Decker over Garcon and Denario Alexander myself. What do you say there, Taz?
Well, Decker's definitely been disappointing the last 2 weeks, to say the least. No doubt about it. Hasn't been highly involved. But he is going against the Tampa Bay secondary right now that is without its two top cornerbacks, having given one away and the other one got suspended. Definitely playing with backups there against Peyton. I'm taking that upshot all day. I'm taking Decker and Wayne easily.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is starting like a sixth or seventh round pick at one corner and an undrafted rookie free agent at the other corner. I think it bodes well for Eric Decker, who should get a lot of targets.
Nice. This is a 6-6 record, 12-team half-point PPR versus the number two team, so I really want to win on the bubble here. I need one at flex, Denario, Alexander, Santana Moss, or Stokely.
Oh, to me, that's a no-brainer, Denario, Alexander all the way. Stokely's a little banged up. And Santana Moss, you know, like I said, when Garcon doesn't play, then he brings some value. But otherwise, he's nothing more than a guy who might get targeted one or two times deep downfield during the game. To me, it's Denario Alexander, no-brainer. Do you agree, Taz?
I don't think it's a no-brainer, but, yeah, I would go Alexander. Stokely has been playing well. We know that Peyton likes him and trusts him, but like you said, he's been banged up, hasn't really practiced much this week. Not really a big effect, though, between the two of them if he's on the field. But, you know, it's not like Alexander hasn't been seeing touches and chances, so you got to go with Alexander.
Okay, cool. 12-team, this is a deep roster, non-PPR. I need a flex, Matt Forte or Chris Johnson.
Taz?
I'm going Chris Johnson. I know he's got people think is a tough matchup, but against this Houston team. But right now he's running well. He's making plays happen. I'm going to go with him.
I'm actually going to go Forte. I'm going to go Forte here. I think the Bears are going to win. I think the Bears are going to win big. And I think
Wait, real quick. Based on that talk, if you think the Bears are going to win big, why do they have Forte in there late in the game when they got Michael Bush, a very competent backup, when Forte's injured? If they're up big, there's a very big chance they take Forte out of the game.
Well, because if they're up big, there's a reason for that. That's because Forte has a role playing them in getting up big because he scores a couple touchdowns. So he's going to play a factor.
He doesn't score touchdowns. He's not a big touchdown threat. He never has been. He's got three on the year.
He's going to score this week.
He's a PPR monster, but in a half PPR, you even lose half of that.
Well, he's going to score this week. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know if Chris Johnson's
going to score. I say, don't get me wrong. I like Forte, and I have him in my starting lineups if he's there. But I just think your other option is better this week.
Okay, cool. Almost done here. This is a non-PPR 12 team. I need one running back, Michael Bush or Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Well, you're the one tooting that Michael Bush horn, Taz.
I'm not tooting him. I'm just trying to tell you. I was giving an opposing viewpoint to yours saying that they get up big. And if they do get up big, then Bushes will have a good chance at a good day, I think. But if they don't get up big, then you're hoping on the touchdowns, in which case I think I take Ben Jarvis Green Ellis just based on touches.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are going to just smash and destroy the Chargers today, which makes the law firm more appealing for myself as well.
And he's been playing well the last couple of weeks. He's actually looked better the last couple of weeks than he did earlier in the season.
Correct, sir.
All right, I need one more wide receiver from this list. It's a 16-team half-point PPR. I'm playing, of course, Denario Alexander. I need one to go with him. Andrew Hawkins, Brandon Lloyd, Jeremy Maclin, or Nate Washington?
Ouch.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, These 16 teams leagues could do that to you, and for me, Washington isn't very appealing. Brandon Lloyd has gone MIA. I don't know where he's been lately. And Maclin, for me, I don't trust him with the rookie quarterback. I know they got a couple of Damaris Johnson in the mix. He's got a good rapport with Riley Cooper. Just based solely on the fact that Mohamed Sanu is out, I think I will give a very rare endorsement of Andrew Hawkins myself.
Okay.
Yeah, Hawkins scares me because he could just as easily get you a zero.
He's a boomer bust, without a doubt. I mean, if you can get a guy like Jarius Wright.
Well, man, you know what? I'd say the safest one out of this bunch, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but I would say it, is Nate Washington. Threw out their offensive coordinator, so they're going to try and come out throwing the ball, I think, a good amount in this one. I think Washington has a chance to put up some decent stats. I like Lloyd, but it's a gut feeling more than anything else. There's nothing I can point to back it up. But I just like him in a game. I think they put up a ton of points again.
They've been putting up
a ton of points and not going to him. So, again, it's more just a gut feeling. For me, the safest play out of this bunch is Washington. It scares me to say that, but it is.
Let me just think out loud here, Taz, because, we talked about Hickson last week was out. He might not play again Monday night. We saw Reuben Randle catch that touchdown pass last week. You think Reuben Randle maybe might be a better pickup than any of these guys or no?
No. Even though he did get the touchdown, he still only had two catches, so I think 23 yards, something like that. He wasn't very much involved in the passing game. He did get the one touchdown, but you'd have to go with that. And based on that, I mean, you're hoping for the same thing for any of these guys.
All right. Well, Mac to the Izzo, B to the Bizzo, thanks for calling into the show. I really appreciate you joining us each and every week. Yeah, man, and good luck to you. I mean, you got a lot going on this week, so let's rodeo on back next week to revisit those scenarios and march towards the fantasy football championships, because that's what we do here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Mac Bizzo in the house. All our chat room people will know that name. Now, I see the phone lines are lighting up, and, you know, unfortunately, it's that time of the week where we got to say goodbye to Taz, who will be doing the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. I'm sure he'll enlighten us with the link in the chat room so you can carry right on over at the top of the hour. Now, I know you guys got chat room questions. I also have some news and notes I want to bang you over the head with, and we're going to do all that. Before we do, we're going to say goodbye to Taz and hit us, Taz, quickly with any information, news that you got going on this week, where to find you, maybe for our new time listeners, whatever the case may be. Hit us with it.
Well, easiest thing to follow me on is Twitter, @FantasyTaz, and I do have the Crystal Ball Show coming up at 11. I just posted the link in the chat room, so come check us out. If you don't know it, just do a search on Blog Talk Radio for either Fantasy Football Power Hour or Fantasy Football Crystal Ball. You'll find our show easily, and we'll be on in 15 minutes.
Yes, sir. I'll see you over there. That's the Fantasy Taz Jim Day, everybody. Thanks for your time, Taz. We'll do it again next week, huh?
Thank you, sir.
All right. There is the travel, worn-out, 100 League team, Taz, for the Fantasy Football Insider Radio Show. Now, we got 15 minutes left to go. We got the phone lines heating up. We got the chat room questions. I got my news and notes. We're going to do all that real quickly now. We are commercial-free, but we got to take a little quick break to refill our drinks and get this tailgate started properly. So all of you out there enjoying a nice beverage in this early AM, this is the time to make a drink. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Around, baby. Home stretch. Let's do it. 707 on the line. What's on your mind, baby?
Hey, I got a quick question for you, man. I hear that McFadden's very unlikely going to play. I'm looking at the flex position. Either Reese or Brown from Philly. What do you like between those two?
Well, you know, obviously we talked about Marcel Reese earlier in the show. This kid is playing lights out. He's a legitimate threat out of the backfield receiving in addition to his between the tackles running. And I would say that Marcel Reese is a top 10 fantasy play this week. When I evaluate Bryce Brown, what I see is a horrendous Eagles offensive line. I know he did well last Monday night, but double-digit dogs means they're going to be playing from behind would be my educated guess. Therefore, because they're playing from behind, an Eagles team that passes the ball more than they run the ball to begin with tells me that Marcel Reese is going to have about 20 to 25 touches, where Bryce Brown probably 15 to 20. So with me, I believe the upside resides in the touches, and I am going to give the edge, and quite a significant edge. I think you're talking about at least a good 5 fantasy points, depending on your scoring format, to Marcel Reese.
Okay, another quick one because I know you're real busy. PPR format, I've got Stephen Ridley or Michael LaShore. Who do you like between that, PPR?
I'm going to go with Ridley this week. LaShore just doesn't do it for me. He's kind of streaky. I know Detroit is home. I just don't know what to expect from LaShore, whereas Ridley has the potential with the goal line carries to score a touchdown or two. Again, the morning line, 7.5. Vegas line now up to 9.5. Everybody believes New England will win big. Whether that's the case or not, they are going to score a lot of points. So I will take my money on the points and that would be the New England Patriots, where I think Ridley has a better chance to score more, maybe multiple touchdowns.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate all your advice. Keep up the good work, and happy holidays, bro.
Ah, thanks, man. Happy holidays to you. It's a week 13 holiday, and we got, let's see, 856 on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Fantastic NFL football Sunday week 13 holiday. What's better than that, baby?
Hey, me getting into the playoffs, that's what's better.
Talk to me.
All
what's
right,
on your
man.
Mind? Yeah.
I got a 10-team PPR league question, man. I got
okay.
Forte. I got Matt Forte, No Sean Marino, and DeMarco Murray.
Mm.
I need to start one of those three.
Okay, now if it's me, and if I were a gambling man, which I am, DeMarco Murray's right out of the equation, coming back from that injury. We just don't know what kind of workload he's going to get. So to me, if you need to get in, a win to get into the playoffs, you don't want to bank on DeMarco Murray because it's the unknown. If the unknown had a lot of upside here, then I might be open to it, but it's not. So DeMarco Murray, to me, is out of the equation. And based on Matt Forte and No Sean Moreno, I've never been a big Matt Forte fan. If you listen to the show, you would know that. But in this scenario, I am going to go Forte over Moreno just because, one, I'm from New Jersey. No Sean Moreno's from New Jersey, and he's a disgrace to New Jersey. Secondly, you know, Ronnie Hillman, this guy had a tight hamstring last week. You know, he had 12 rushing carries 2 weeks ago and only 3 rushing carries last week, despite the Willis McGahee injury. To me, that's red signals, red flags. I think Ronnie Hillman will be more involved this week, so therefore I'm going to decrease No Sean Moreno's production for week number 13. And I believe that the Chicago Bears will beat the Seattle Seahawks 28-7 and that Matt Forte will have one of those touchdowns. So for me, I'm going to go Forte over Moreno. You know, you need a win to get in the playoffs. You want to ride your hand on a one-week wonder and No Sean Moreno. We haven't seen the guy in 2 years. Now you're going to bank it all on 1 week that you saw last week. Give me the guy that's been consistent and can produce, that is Matt Forte.
All right. Sounds like a winner.
All right, my man. 856,
right.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. We got 10 minutes to go. You know, this is what I'm going to do. First of all, I want to let everybody know we're about 146 days away from the 2012 NFL draft. So, you know, listen, I got an NFL Draft Bible big board for you. It's got almost 2,500 players ranked. If you want a free copy, email me, ric@nfldraftbible.com. I also have all kinds of news and notes from this week around the league, injuries, rumors, noteworthy information pertaining to Week 13 that you might want to read before you set your lineup for week 13. Of course, we got 3 hours before you set your lineup. What I'm going to do is take your questions in the chat room. If you do want my news and notes, email me. I'd be happy to copy and paste it into the email for you to read. ric@nfldraftbible.com. ric@nfldraftbible.com. You can get my week 13 news and notes. You can get our 2013 NFL Draft Bible big board. So that's how we're going to do that. So for the next 8 minutes or so, we're going to go rapid-fire style in the chat room. I'm going to answer as much questions as I can. And if I don't get to them, again, you can email me, ric@nfldraftbible.com. Now, let's do it rapid-fire style, baby. Go Bronx needs 2, non-PPR, Steve Smith, Denario Alexander, Greg Jennings, Justin Blackmon, Broyles, Beanie Wells. To me, it's going to be Justin Blackmon and Steve Smith. Blackmon slightly over Denario Alexander, who would be my third choice. Brizo wants to know, needs a 1-1-1. Okay. He has Devon Best, Cecil Shorts, Justin Blackmon, Ryan Matthews, Beanie Wells, DeMarco Murray. Give me the Jacksonville deadly duo of Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon. That settles your wide receiver and flex spot. And then as my running back, I'm going to go Ryan Matthews over Beanie Wells. I'm not playing DeMarco Murray this week. I just don't know what he's going to bring to the table. All right. Moving right along in the chat room. Reggie Wayne or Greg Jennings, non-PPR. This is no-brainer for me. Reggie Wayne all day, every day. Again, Greg Jennings' playing time is going to be tied into how the Packers are doing if they go up big early, which a lot of people seem to think they will. Jennings won't get a lot of reps. Reggie Wayne, I mean, this guy's playing as good as any wide receiver in the league. RG3 or Cam Newton, I think we did earlier in the show. We both believe RG3 is the stronger play this week. However, you know, you could roll the dice with Cam Newton and bank on Kansas City just laying an egg. That game can go either way. Would I start Jim Struble in the house? Welcome to the show. Would you start Antonio Brown, Cole Beasley? Okay, Miles Austin is out. Mike Thomas versus Indy or Antonio Brown over Larry Fitzgerald? No, I would not. I would not sit Larry Fitzgerald. He's just a stud, and I'll take my chances with him. You could state a strong case for Antonio Brown, but for me, Week 13, let me ride. Larry Fitzgerald's just a stud. Production or not, he's capable of going off on any given week. Lindley will be looking to air it out for an emergency, so I'm going to go Fitzgerald. I can't put him on the bench. Just can't do it. Can't win without him. Beasley had 13 targets last week when Miles went down. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I'm not going to put my eggs in the Beasley basket just yet. Dazed and Confused wants to know, non-PPR needs one. Steven Jackson, Mikel LeSure, no Sean Moreno. Steven Jackson has a tough matchup against the 49ers, but he shredded them for like $125 a few weeks ago. I'll take my chances with him again over a Mikel LeSure, who's just too streaky for my liking, and a no-Sean Moreno, who just gives New Jersey a bad name. A Urinal Mint, I love your name in the chat room. That might be the name to beat. Name of the week, name of the year. Maybe name on Blog Talk Radio, Urinal Mint. You know, that is a great name, and I got to say you are making a great mistake if you do start no Sean Moreno over Steven Ridley today, like you said in the chat room. I would go Ridley over Moreno all day, every day. A lot of people don't realize Ronnie Hillman had a tight hamstring last week, 12 carries 2 weeks ago. I just think that that could be a little bit of a red flag for me. Jerry A911 needs to sit one. Non-PPR, Alfred Morris, Ahmad Bradshaw, no Sean Moreno, Mikel LeSure. Morris and Bradshaw are must plays. I'd go LeSure over Moreno, me personally. Philly Sports Stalker. Is he a sports talker or a sports stalker? We don't know. But he needs two running backs, C.J. Spiller, Steven Ridley. And you know what? I'll go with the first two over Moreno, CJ2K, or DeMarco Murray. So the first two you have there, Philly Sports Stalker, that's who I would run with. Why all the no Sean Moreno love? That's what I would love to know, too. I ain't got no love for him here, so we could stop all that chit-chat right now. Moving right along in the chat room. Woo! Breaking it down for the people now. Trying to get through all the questions for you, baby. LeSure or Ryan Matthews? I'm actually going to go. Whew, this is so tough. You could flip a coin on this one. I'll give the slight edge to LeSure just because I think the Chargers are a lost team. I think LeSure offers a little, just a little more potential than Ryan Matthews. Paulie Wally wants to know, sit one, Mikel LeSure, Steven Jackson, no Sean Moreno or D'Angelo Williams. I like D'Angelo Williams this week with the turf toe Johnny Stort being out. I play S-Jax and I play Ooh, I don't know. I go LeSueur over Moreno. You're not going to get no Sean Moreno love here. I think last week was a fluke. And, you know, that brings us to the end of another episode. The Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. Rick Saratella, one question on the Twitter. LeSueur, SJax, Moreno, D'Angelo, we just did that. So we got all your questions covered. I do have some news and notes. If you email me, I'd be happy to send them to you. RIC@NFLDraftBible.com. Of course, we got the NFL Draft Bible Big Board, less than 150 days away, the 2013 NFL Draft. And, of course, you can go over now to the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. That's where I'll be. And that was the fastest 60 minutes we've had all season. It's a Week 13 holiday. Again, our hearts go out to the friends and family and teammates of Javon Belcher, the New York product, undrafted out of Maine. And until next week, you know how we do it. By the way, Miguel Cotto lost last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!